bringing you episode 63 of the Top 10 Rated Podcast, created for authors by authors. Each week, I go out of my way to find an accomplished, best-selling author to sit down with me and discuss one topic that impacts writers every day. We cover mindset issues like imposter syndrome, lack of motivation, writer's block, and craft-related issues like developing realistic characters, setting, and plots. This week, we're tackling the matter of balancing work, home life, and writing. With me this week to chat about this is award-winning and best-selling USA Today best-selling author, Madeline Martin. Madeline's historical fiction and historical romance novels feature powerful protagonists and, as she calls it, high-action plot twists. But what makes Madeline even more qualified to hand out advice on this week's topic is the fact that she's highly organized, and she has managed to find a way to juggle a full-time writing career while also taking care of her children, her spouse, her home. You know the drill. I know you'll get a lot out of this discussion, so stay tuned. But before we get started, I'd like to ask a favor of all my listeners. We're trying hard to up our social media game at Write Your Best Book, and we need your help. So we're asking that you please find us on Instagram, Facebook, Pinterest, and TikTok, and follow us. After you do that, drop a comment on our most recent post, and in return, we'll follow you and we'll comment and share your most recent post with our tribe, which is so far 100,000 strong. Admittedly, I've been so busy this calendar year, I've fallen behind on my social game. And I know I'm not the only one. So maybe we can all help each other out and grow our social media platforms together in the process. Also, super huge announcement time. If you have not already seen it, we have totally overhauled and revamped our website. It contains all the same information as before, including details about our coaching and editing services and rates, our success stories and testimonials, as well as a list of some of the best author resources we work with and we believe can help you write, publish, and sell your best book, some of which have discount codes we've secured with those providers just for you. But this new website is sleeker, prettier, and it has more helpful information for authors. And don't forget that you can find our weekly blog and podcast episodes right there on the homepage. Every topic we discuss here at the podcast also has been covered in different angles and in more depth on the blog. So definitely check that out. Do me a favor and check out our new website and feel free to email me with your feedback at info@writeyourbestbook.com. Now, let's switch gears and talk about balance. We all know that, especially these days, we are juggling so many hats from, ready? Parent to spouse to nurse to chauffeur to maid to employee to boss and even substitute teacher and more. And for those of us with a passion for writing books, there's yet another hat to juggle. So, how on earth are we supposed to find the time to effectively create balance in such chaotic circumstances? Well, that's exactly what we're discussing on this week's episode. And I think it's time we bring Madeline Martin into the conversation and she would see what she has to share about all of this. So without further ado, here is my discussion with USA Today bestselling author Madeline Martin. Okay, guys, welcome back to Write Your Best Book, the top 10 rated podcast created for authors by authors. And as I told you earlier, today we're going to talk about something kind of fun, balancing your work, life, and your writing. Work life, home life, writing, all the things that we have to balance these days, especially in 2021. And with us today is author Madeline Martin. And she's going to teach us, or she's going to talk with us a little bit about, maybe teach us some things that we don't know about how to balance. So first, let's start by welcoming Madeline to the show. Hi, Madeline. Thank you for coming.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so happy to be here.
I'm happy to have you, and I'm really partial to your name because my baby's name is, she's 22, but she's my baby, and her name is Madeline. So.
Oh, well, thank you.
Great name.
Very much. My mom agrees.
Well, let's start, Madeline, with you telling my listeners a bit more about you, your books, and your journey from maybe when you first started writing to where you've gotten today.
Okay. So I'm going to start off by saying that I am an avid reader. I always have been. I feel like reading has really gotten me through so much of my life since really the time that I could read on. And so I've always had these stories in my head, and I always sort of had the idea of like, man, how cool would it be to be an author, you know? And so so one day I just figured I'd start writing books, and I wrote like two books in like, you know, a couple of months. And then I thought, oh, well, I should totally get published now. Cause of course, thinking like it's so easy, you know? So then I joined RWA, which is Romance Writers of America, because I was writing romance. And I had my very first like kind of meet up with a friend, and we did each other a critique of each other's books. And I realized that I kind of sucked a little bit. It wasn't very good. You know, the story was there, but the application definitely needed a little of love. Mm-hmm. So I really spent probably the next 5 years just devouring everything I possibly could. I went to any conference that was available. I listened to any workshop I could find. I read any book on craft that anybody recommended. And I had just countless notes because I'm a type A note taker. And then I wrote a book off of everything that I had learned. And I submitted it to my dream agent, who is Laura Bradford, who was my first real submission. And she accepted me. So that was a wonderful, wonderful start to my writing career. And I really think it's because I did put in all of that legwork really for those 5 years. And during all of that, I did go through a divorce. So while I was going through really the very first part of my writing career and publishing that first series, I was a single mom of two girls under the age of 10. Plus I had a day job. And
you know,
it was
stories. We could just be telling the same story. I'm just sitting here going, oh my gosh, my listeners are probably thinking, did she hire her twin? Because all this is the same as my story.
Well, I would like to say that I'm sorry that you had to go through that same crap that I did.
No, but it made it stronger, didn't it?
Yes, it did. I never thought that I had the strength to do what I have done. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I'm so grateful for who it has made me today, 100%. So, and also I feel like I have such a strong relationship with my girls and everything too. And so I continued working my day job all the way up until last year. And then of course, you know, with 2020, all the COVID craziness going on, I did end up being laid off from my job. And it really was a blessing in disguise because at that point I was writing about 8 books a year. And my daughters are very active. Like they enjoy ballet and horseback riding and volleyball. And I have always put my family first when it comes to my writing. So I would always get up at 4:30 in the morning before they were awake so that I could get my writing done. And then I would write after they went to bed. Basically my free time was all writing. I would even on my 15-minute non-smoker breaks at work be sitting there with my laptop writing. So basically I still try to do that. Even now that I'm writing full time, I try very hard to kind of work around their schedules and everything. And I'll get into a little bit more on that later. So now, you know, here it is, it's been 10 years later. I've been published for a little over 5 years. I have, over 30 books out. I'm published by myself also with Harlequin Historical. And I have my upcoming World War II historical fiction with Hanover Square Press, who is a subsidiary of HarperCollins. So yeah, so it's been quite the journey.
That is so great. And I love it because I can identify with almost every point. You got several more books under your belt than I do, but like the divorce and the job and the writing and the, all that happening at the same time. I also have two daughters that are 22 and 23 now. So we have so much in common. It's great hearing that you're not the only, and that's kind of the part of this podcast. episode today is that to let the listeners know who are trying to struggle with writing and life and home and work, that they aren't alone, that we all, even the authors that we look up to and that we know, we all have to balance it.
You
know,
yes.
Some more than others, but we do.
Yes. So,
with that being the topic of the discussion, balancing our work lives, our home lives, and author lives, I think that this is a topic definitely, like I said, that everyone will relate to, regardless of what their home or work lives are like. But why don't you give me a little bit more of an example of some of the many things that you struggle, juggle every day when trying to find time to write?
So kids, especially now that I'm writing full time, my kids seem to think that I am at their beck and call full time. So it's like, oh, hey, mom, I forgot to bring a sweatshirt and it's cold. Can you bring it to me to school? And I'm like, no, you know, I have to work. Like, this is my job. But of course, I'm a sucker. And so I end up doing a lot more for them than I ordinarily would. Like, I take them to and from the bus stop because we're in Florida and it's hot. I get it. And it's usually rainy. So like, I feel bad making them walk in the rain. So, you know, little things like that, I find that I am. And also, it's really cool how the bus system here works, because they have the same buses for all three, elementary, middle, and high school. The only problem is their schools are all an hour apart for pickup. So I don't have both kids getting ready at the same time. I have one kid getting ready for an hour, and then I have like an hour break, and then another kid is getting ready for an hour. So one thing that I found a way to kind of, that was very frustrating for me, is that when I was trying to write in the morning, which is my peak time, they were constantly coming in and interrupting me. And then I got to the point where I'm like, oh, I'm so frustrated because they're constantly interrupting me that I can't even write because I'm so behind where I should have been. And so that was like kind of one of the things that I was thinking that I could offer as kind of like a tip for people. Because what I kind of came to the conclusion of is they're going to interrupt me anyways. They're talking to me right now, which is when I should be paying attention, because they may not someday. So instead of trying to work for 4 hours in frustration, I took an hour off when one is getting ready, and I kind of clean up the kitchen and stuff and talk to her, you know, and then I have an hour of full uninterrupted writing because the other one's asleep and you know she's not waking up early.
No.
And then when she gets up and she's getting ready for school, I do the same thing. I'm folding laundry, I'm talking, I'm helping get lunches together. And then I have a full hour after that. And I found that those two productive hours, I get so much more out of than four frustrated hours. And I think that's so important, is to realize, like, don't just keep hitting your head against a wall. If something's not working, figure out how you can make it better to make it work for you, because sometimes less really can be more.
That's true, especially when the time that you have is more concentrated. It may seem like less because of the hours are less, but if you, like you said, if there's less distraction, if you're not stopping as often and you're mentally not frustrated, I can see where you got more done in 2 hours than four frustrated hours, like you said.
Yeah.
Well, you've kind of talked about one way that you have balanced some of this. What are some other secrets that you can share with us that you have figured out on your own that you don't mind sharing about balancing some of this, everything we have to do?
Right. So like I said before, I'm very, very type A. So I think that works to my benefit in this case, because
the board behind you that my
the Kanban board.
A very colorful whiteboard with posties and all kinds of things on it. It's very cool looking.
Thank you. Yeah, those are my to do, my in the process of doing, and my done. Sadly, the done isn't nearly as full as the to do, but such is life, right? Yeah. And that's with heart breathings. I don't know if anybody's ever taken any of those classes. Sarah Cannon, I believe is her name. I will say, so I'll go ahead and give her a shameless plug, even though I'm not being paid for this. I very much got a lot out of her class as far as the organization and looking at the reality of what time you actually have on your hands to use. And I definitely do suggest it. So like I said, unpaid promo right there for her, because I really genuinely do like her program. And another one of those, also, I love Erin Condren. So I have my little Erin Condren planner, and I found that you can also write, like, I have a word of the year every year. So I'll put that on my little planner with my name and everything. Aww. 2021 is fortitude, because I think we all need a little bit of strength for this year.
Yeah.
Exactly. But yeah, so I keep track of everything that I need to make sure that I get done. If there's like something that's coming up, like a podcast, I make sure I put that in my calendar first and foremost, so that nothing else gets scheduled over it. And I'm a checker. I love nothing more than checking a box. And so every morning while I'm having my coffee, I'll sit there and I'll make a checklist of all the things that need to be done that day. And it helps keep me on track, but it also gives me those little checklists. So it's like a little victory.
Even I'm checking it all.
Yes, exactly. And I do that at the beginning of, the week. Also, I have an outline of what needs to be done this week. Do I need to do a newsletter? Do I have to finish an edit? You know, do I need to make sure I write so many words, that kind of thing. So it helps keep me on track.
Sorry.
It helps keep me on track.
Yeah. Well, my listeners know I talk about it all the time. I struggle with ADHD so bad. And it's just, it is a challenge.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I love all the things that you are talking about. I love them too. I need like all the assistance in the world to keep me. I've got three, if that tells you anything.
It's okay. I have two, so I get it.
Yeah, but it is, I do agree with you, like planners, write things down, checklists, to-do lists. And I wish, and when we get this on video, everybody will be able to see it, but I wish y'all could see her board behind her. You know, she's got, like she said, a whiteboard where she's broken down to do, doing, and done. And that's another great idea, you know, just keeping track of all of your to-dos. So
thank you. I also have, you guys can't see it, thank God, because my desk is always a perpetual mess, no matter how hard I try not to have it be that way. But I have like a scaling of post-it notes that are just, it's like a fish up here, like just scales all over the place. And every now and then I have to do like an inventory where it's like, oh, that one's done. And then I'll have to start a new post-it note with like, oh, I did all of that except this one thing. Let me add it to the new post-it note. So there's my very unorganized system. And it's a good thing you can't see it because it's very ugly.
Well, then you need to go on our website and on the Modern Boss Boutique and buy some of our really pretty post-it notes.
Ooh, that does sound very fun. I love
pretty post-it notes. That's my shameless plug for the day.
Thank you.
All right. So one more question, then we're going to take a little quick break. I know another thing that adds stress to authors' lives is that pressure it's the pressure to feel like we must be writing for several hour stretches every single day on top of all those commitments we already talked about. But I always teach my coaching clients that writing should not be stressful. It should not be a chore. And what are your thoughts on writing and keeping it from becoming a chore?
Right. Well, I don't necessarily see it a chore. I mean, it definitely is a job. Like I definitely have deadlines. And I've also had times where I had to write a full length book one time in 3 weeks. And that was a little bit of a chore. But, you know, I have to say a lot of it comes down to perspective because like, for example, so I'll kind of liken this to when I was back at work. I never was excited to do a spreadsheet. You know, I never was like, oh, how am I going to lay this one out? You know, ever. Oh, I'm going to get to pivot this bad boy. Nope. So, you know, with writing, you know, I get so excited with the characters and I get excited to put together their stories and how are you going to torture them and make your readers cry? You know, how are you going to twist it at the certain point or whatever the case may be? And then also, how are you going to end it and make everything so happy? So, you know, yes, it is difficult when you're trying to like, you've got a lot going on and you know that you need to write and it can feel like a chore, but I've never laughed while doing a spreadsheet. I've never cried while doing a spreadsheet. Well, maybe I actually have cried.
Involved in spreadsheets.
But not in the way that it's the same as when I'm actually writing. So it really comes down to perspective because, and then at the end of it, you have this beautiful book that really means something to you. And it's a piece of your heart. And I have never left a piece of my heart in a spreadsheet. So I'll just end it on that.
Brain, but not heart.
Right. Oh yeah. Definitely chunks of my brain just kind of littered throughout there. Yeah.
Definitely. Well, I like that. It's sounds to me like you're saying, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I agree with you if this is what you're saying, that it's a mindset. That when you think about the way that writing it, I mean, part of it will be organization, time and writing schedule stuff, but it's also the way you look at it. If it starts to become, and this is what I tell my clients, if it starts to feel like a chore, something's got to change, whether it's your schedule or your home life or your, something has to change, because while it can be a job, chore and job, two different things as far as the feeling it gives us, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. And like, that's why I still get up at 4:30, even though I don't have to get up at 4:30 anymore, but I still do prefer to get up at that time because the house is quiet. I can have my coffee.
A lot of writers.
Yeah. And then, you know what? And I don't feel bad about my 20 minute nap that I take a day. I earned that. I would rather take a 20 minute nap and wake up at 4:30 than sleep in until 6. You know what I mean?
Oh my gosh, we have got to get together somehow. Because I'm the same way. All the things in common. Well, with that fun thing in common there, we're going to take a little break just for a second and hear from our sponsor if we have one this week. If not, it'll be me rambling on about something. And then we'll be right back with Madeline Martin. In case you are wondering why this year we haven't had any sponsors during the mid-roll break, let me explain. It's completely my fault. It's not that no one agreed to sponsor the show this year. It's that I've been so incredibly busy with all these projects this year to even have time to reach out about starting or even renewing contracts. That's why you're hearing more about our services and products during breaks for now. But as soon as I get a new assistant in here to help me, that's my next big priority. So I appreciate your patience during this time. With that in mind, this week, I want to talk to you about how we can help you create a space in your home specifically for writing books. At Modern Boss Boutique, we carry a large inventory of unique and modern home office essentials that can help you create a comfortable, functional, and even specially personalized space where you can let your creativity flow. Whether it's techie gadgets, ergonomic products for comfort, essential supplies for your office, or even decor to create ambiance as you write, we have scoured the earth for products that have only been on the market for a couple years or less, so they're all trendy, modern, and in many cases, totally unique and unavailable anywhere else for now. We have wireless phone and tablet keyboards so you can write on the go, modern desk lamps that double as phone chargers, desktop risers to allow you to alternate between standing and sitting as the doctors recommend, plenty of writing supplies from journals to fountain pens, and tons of products to help you stay organized and store your supplies. But today, I want to talk to you about a few things we just this week added to our inventory that will help you stick to your writing schedule, just like we're talking about this week. We have two types of timers for you, depending on your style. You can either use our super sleek and modern digital timer, or you can go old school with our super unique and totally cool looking sand hourglasses that come in different colors to match your decor. Next, we have weekly calendars that lay flat on your desktop, which you can use to block out your writing times on your writing days so you never forget when you're supposed to be creating. You can even jot down your starting and finishing word count for each session. And finally, use our very unique sticky notes and sticky memos in various colors and designs, including chalkboard memo pads. Yep. And clear memos with the appropriate pens. So to stick to your calendar for keeping track of notes and even just making your calendar look colorful. You can find all these products on our website, modernbossboutique.com. And for a super limited time, use the coupon code SPRING20 to receive 20% off your total first purchase at checkout. Hope to see pictures of your new products and your writing space, so be sure to post pictures on Instagram and tag us at Modern Boss Boutique. All right, now let's get back to my discussion with Madeline. Okay, so we are back in the studio with my conversation with Madeline Martin. We're going to wrap it up with just a few more questions on balancing work, life, home life, author life, all those things. All right, so Madeline, let's talk schedules. We may have talked about this a little bit already, but do you try to adhere? I know you said you work a couple hours in the morning, but do you have an actual schedule where you say, I'm going to work Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or whatever, certain number of days a week and hours during each session? Or you just kind of work when you can?
So I do actually kind of have a schedule. For me, like working out is really important to me because I'm getting older and everything is falling apart. And I found that the more I don't work out, the more everything hurts. And so and also it helps me deal with my frustration, any frustration I have, any stress that I have. I found that for me, it's a much healthier alternative than just day drinking. So, which is way more fun, admittedly.
Hey, but, no, it was fun, but yeah.
Yeah, but it doesn't make my lower back and hips feel any better. So for me, I have to kind of try to make sure that I do have a set schedule where I'm getting everything done that I need to for the most part in the morning, that I have time to do my workout. And then, you know, I didn't even realize how long my workout, shower, eat lunch, take nap chunk was until I did that heart breathing class with Sarah Cannon, where you had to kind of fill out every single hour of every day that you did. And I had this 2 hour chunk that was, or sometimes it even went to 3 hours, depending on how long my workout was. That was my workout, shower, you know, and then eating and then my nap. I was like, oh my gosh, it's such a big part of my day. But it's a very important part of my day.
I was gonna say, it's not wasted time.
No, and I genuinely think that that's something that people need to keep in mind. If it's important, don't get rid of it because you think that you need that time writing. Because taking care of you and also taking care of your family, even like how I do that time in the morning with my girls, that ultimately makes for a happier life. And I feel like the happier people are, the more productive that they're going to be. So I really think that the more that you are good about making time for things that are important and not casting those aside, the ultimately more productive you're going to be. It's just, I mean, they say that like happy employees are 13% more productive than unhappy employees. We are our own employees. Our bosses may be a little bit crazy and live in a fantasy world sometimes, but our employees still need to be happy too. So, and yeah, I'm doing that totally for me as both those people.
I got it. I love that. That's so good. I especially like what you said just a second ago, and now I'm already losing my train of thought, but everything you said there is exactly right. And it aligns with what I also tell my coaching clients, which is, you know, it should be a passion and it should be a priority, writing. However, I always say, listen, it should not go above your family. It should not go above your health and mental health. And it should not go above your God, if you believe in God, or whatever your personal spiritual belief may be. But right under all those things, it needs to be a priority. So,
right, exactly.
I wanted the listeners to not push so hard to make it the number one top priority, because it shouldn't be.
Right. No, I completely agree with that.
Good. All right. So how can we strike a healthy balance between getting on a healthy, productive writing schedule that we kind of just talked about that allows us to balance all these things, but yet still allowing it, we kind of touched on this a little, so this may be redundant, but still allowing it to be a passion, to be something that we love, to be something that doesn't feel like, oh man, now it's 10 o'clock. It's time for me to sit down and write.
Right.
So is there anything you have for us keeping the passion in there?
I think, like, I don't know. I know that I operate differently being a type A person, but goals are a huge part for me because accomplishment is so incredibly important. So even if that goal is a daily accomplishment by word count that you've met, or if it is a weekly accomplishment, something that you knew that you had to cross off your list that maybe you were dreading or something along those lines, having that sense of accomplishment really does help. And you can't be like, oh, well, write the book, because that's going to be really discouraging. It needs to be bite-sized accomplishments to get to this massive accomplishment, to make yourself feel like, I really did something great today, instead of just like, man, I'm a hamster in a wheel and I'm going nowhere. Exactly. So, because that is a very frustrating feeling. So
I agree.
I also think too, that like focusing more on word count rather than time is really helpful as well, because I feel like people can just sit there. I mean, if you tell yourself, I have to write for 5 hours today, if I told myself that, I probably would write 50 words, you know, but if I tell myself I have to write 5,000 words today and I do a 500 chunk, go swap out the laundry, 500 chunk, go for a run, you know, and then eventually you have 5,000 words, but it doesn't feel like you've had to sit there for 5 hours. So, which makes, because it makes my hips hurt even just thinking about that.
Oh, girl, we are so much like, it's not funny. Okay. Before we have to go, which unfortunately we do, I could talk with you all day about this.
Same.
Do you have any other important advice that you want to make sure we get in there that maybe we overlooked or just got so busy having so much fun that we didn't talk about?
Well, it's something that everybody hears all the time, but I feel like it bears repeating, and that's everybody not to compare themselves to anybody else. Everybody has a different life. Everybody has a different journey. And the more you start looking at everybody else's paths and you're like, well, that one's got gravel and that one's got marble and mine's got dirt, you know, like don't look at anybody's path but your own. Think about your life and how whatever your schedule applies to you, because what somebody does may not work for you. You know what I mean? And when you find what works for you, you stick with it.
We're going to end it there. Drop mine. Very good. Very good way to end it. All right. But I do want to give you a chance, Madeline, to tell us, you know, as much or as little as you want. If you want us to follow you, how to follow you on social media, where to find your books, sign up for newsletter. You just give me the whole tea, all the tea, spill it.
All right. I'm spilling the tea. Get ready. So you can go to my website is madelinemartin.com. It's MadelineMartin. I'm on Instagram and Twitter as Madeline M. Martin, because somebody named Madeline Martin already got my name, boo. And on Facebook.
I hate that, don't you?
I know. It's not going to be Madeline
Martin.
I know. She stole my name. And then, and I tried to reach out to her one time on Twitter, I think, and she didn't respond to me. So she probably had like, weirdo. I'm also on Facebook as Madeline Martin. And really I'm pretty much everywhere as Madeline Martin. And, I do have my, oh, and if you go to my website, you can sign up for my newsletter and you get a free book if you do that. Yay. So, and like I said before, I have a bunch of historical romance, but I'm going to go ahead and, because I've done shameless promo for free for other people, I'm going to do shameless promo for myself. I have a historical fiction set in World War II called The Last Bookshop in London that takes place during the London Blitz. The book is about the celebration of reading and strong women and stepping up and doing your part when the world is falling apart, and how books bring it all together. So if that sounds interesting to you, The Last Bookshop in London comes out April 6th, and I'm super excited about it.
Oh, I believe, guys, that by the time you all hear this episode, I can't off the top of my head remember, it's either the week before or the week after that. So I think it's the week right after. So it should be out now. Either way, I want you all to make sure that you go check the show notes, not if you're driving, any other time's fine, because we'll have Madeline's website link directly there. You can click on that and go. And are your books, are they available on your website? Like purchase links are in there?
All the purchase links are in there that will direct you to your favorite vendor.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, I like it. Okay, and then also I'm trying to do better at remembering when I go to do the show notes, putting social media links too. If I forget, like she said, it's Madeline Martin.
Yes.
Except for Instagram, where it's Madeline M. Martin, right?
Exactly. And Twitter.
All right. Thank you so much, Madeline, for joining us this week. It's been a pleasure. It's been wonderful. And I really hope that we could do this again soon, because it's been a great time talking to you.
Yes, this has been great. Thank you so much for having me on Write Your Best Book.
I am 100% confident that you took at least one new tip away from this conversation that will help you organize your office and your writing schedule. Even I learned a couple things from Madeline I never even thought of without this episode. So I'm grateful for you tuning in, and I want you to be sure to support Madeline by visiting her website, sign up for her newsletter, follow her on social, and check out her books on Amazon. All the links you need are in the show notes. Folks, I cannot emphasize enough how important it is to set a writing schedule, not just to make sure you're meeting your goals and deadlines, but also to keep you in the writing mindset and making writing a habit. Experts say it takes 4 to 6 weeks to develop a habit, and I totally agree. So I'm going to quickly share with you the writing schedule that I typically only share with my coaching clients. This is valuable info here, though none of it is earth-shattering or really all that unique. My clients who have implemented this basic writing schedule have reported an increase in their weekly word count, an increase in productivity, and most importantly, they feel like they're writing fast and better and more without feeling overwhelmed or like writing has become a chore. You ready? Here goes. All you have to do is pick 5 days a week that work best for you to write. Then pick the time of day that best allows you to write with little to no distractions. Then block your calendar either digitally or on a planner with a minimum of 30 minutes each session to 2 hours each session. When your writing time comes around, use a timer, you know, like the ones that we have at Modern Boss Boutique, to set a 30-minute timer. Sit down and write until the timer goes off. Now, if you're stuck in your book, I want you to still write. Write anything from your bucket list to your first love to your ideal vacation. I can almost guarantee you that after just 1 week of sticking to this type of schedule, you'll not only get back into the flow, you'll write better, faster, and you'll no longer feel that writing is a chore, but something you look forward to at least 5 days a week. But I do want you to be sure to take at least 1 day off from writing each week, folks. As tempting as it is to write every day sometimes, this prevents burnout and allows your brain time to rest and decompress and also to have some time to think and create. Well, that's all the time we have for this week on the podcast, folks. Stay tuned and make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any great episodes. And check out this week's blog post for a more in-depth and different angle discussion on creating your writing schedule and balancing your home life. Talk soon, and in the meantime, go write your best book. This is what you've been waiting for. When it all comes, if you can let it go. Honey, this is all that you want and more. When you open your mind and open the front door. Open your mind and open the front door. Just open your mind and open the front door.